This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Trump administration is attempting to head off a pending investigation of the U.S. military's actions in Afghanistan and warned the International Criminal Court it will face a tough response. The message was delivered by White House National Security Advisor John Bolton.
In November of 2017, the ICC prosecutor requested authorization to investigate alleged war crimes committed by U.S. service members and intelligence professionals during the war in Afghanistan, an investigation neither Afghanistan nor any other state party to the Rome Statute requested.
The U.S. has never ratified that Rome Treaty, and Bolton said the U.S. would use any means necessary to protect its citizens and those of its allies from unjust prosecution by what he called an illegitimate court, including banning ICC officials from U.S. soil, sanctioning, funding, and prosecuting ICC officials in U.S. courts. Bolton also announced the closure of the Palestine Liberation Organization office in Washington out of concern for an ICC probe of Israel called by Palestinians.
As President Reagan recognized in this context, the executive has the right to decide the kind of foreign relations, if any, the United States will maintain. And the Trump administration will not keep the office open when the Palestinians refuse to take steps to start direct and meaningful negotiations with Israel.
A Palestinian diplomat said the office closure, coupled with the cutting or redirecting aid to the Palestinian people, is affirmation of the Trump administration's policy to collectively punish the Palestinian people. At least six people were killed Monday in an al-Shabaab attack involving explosive-laden vehicle near a government building in the capital, Mogadishu. Nearly 20 others were wounded. The second attack in the city so far this month. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Korean President Moon Jae-in Tuesday called for bold decisions to break the U.S.-North Korean impasse over denuclearization. His appeal comes ahead of his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un next week. The White House Monday confirmed that President Trump received a letter from the North Korean leader requesting a second meeting following their June summit. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a White House spokesperson.
The recent parade in North Korea for once was not about their nuclear arsenal, and this letter was further evidence of progress in that relationship. A number of things that have taken place, the remains have come back, the hostages have returned. There's been no testing of missiles or nuclear material, and of course the historic summit between the two leaders.
She said it exhibited a continued commitment by Pyongyang to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Florence is a powerful Category 4 hurricane heading for the southeastern United States with winds in excess of 200 kilometers per hour. Hundreds of thousands have or will soon evacuate inland ahead of the storm's expected landfall Thursday. Forecaster Ken Graham said the effects of the storm will be serious.
The rainfall is going to be very intense in a lot of different areas. So the storm surge right along the coast, a significant life-threatening storm surge associated with this hurricane, but also the rainfall.
As well as high winds likely resulting in downed tree lines and power loss. States of emergency have already been declared in South Carolina, North Carolina, as well as Virginia and states of Maryland. And California State Governor Jerry Brown Monday signed landmark legislation committing the state to a 100% clean electricity grid by the year 2045.
California is committed to doing whatever is necessary to meet the existential threat of climate change. And yes, it is an existential threat. No matter what the naysayers may say, it is a real present danger to California and to the people of the world.
Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned of a dark and dangerous future as a result of climate change. He said the world must change course by 2020 or risk runaway climate change. Insurgent attacks on Afghan security forces left dozens dead. Attacks ranged across at least four northern provinces, all claimed by the Taliban as the pace of fighting picks up. Americans Tuesday marked the 17th anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks that killed about 3,000 people. U.S. President Trump is visiting the site in Pennsylvania where passengers prevented a hijacked commercial airliner from crashing into Washington. The plane went down near the town of Shanksville where the former governor, Tom Ridge, visited on Monday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.